Good morning. My name is John Gross with Sensible Technologies, also known as Hydronic Specialties Company. And we're joined here today with Tim Prevost from Energy Saving Products, also known as High Velocity. And Tim is the president of the company these days. But welcome, Tim, and take it away.
Thank you, John. Thanks for putting this together today, and hope to learn your customers a little bit about the simplicity of the high velocity ducting solution and a lot of the economies it can provide on your jobs versus conventional ductwork. Our company's name is Energy Saving Products, and we're the proud manufacturer of the high velocity system, but just so you and your customers are aware, we do also manufacture a very quality low velocity fan coil to be used in traditionally ducted applications or on situations like furnace replacement as well. It's a great option, but I want to talk today about the solution of the small diameter ductwork with our high pressure duct systems. And really, a lot of the physics of it revolves around how we're doing our ducting at a higher pressure versus conventional. And I just want to get into what the differences between those are, the differences between low velocity and high velocity. And a lot of it revolves around the fan law, where pressure is converted to velocity, which is the same as the first law of thermodynamics, where potential energy converts to kinetic energy. With conventional force there, this occurs at the fan cabinet. We then do a duct design somewhere between 0.1 and 0.5 inches of static. And we really have to do a proper duct design to ensure adequate airflow at the end of the line versus what we'll see closer to the air handling equipment. We have to virtually trick that air by squeezing the duct size down to try to promote flow at the further reaches of your duct system. At the termination point, we'll then divert airflow in multiple directions in the hopes that by doing so, we're going to instill a proper stirring of the room air and mixing of that room air. Well, being that we also manufacture low velocity systems, we do a ton of product testing on A versus B. And with conventional force there, there really is no way around that lazy air fact of warm air rising, cold air dropping, which is why in vaulted ceiling applications, we have to put a ceiling fan to try to get the heat off of the upper echelon of that space and get some mixing because there's just not enough velocity and pressure to properly mix that room air. Again, why it's so important with conventional to have a supplier on one side of the room and a return air on the other to try to draw those heated, cooled BTUs throughout that space. With a high velocity duct system, we're doing things different. We're operating around 1 inch of static pressure, and the physics of air at an inch of static pressure are much more like a hydronic fluid design than a typical air design. We never have to reduce the duct size to get from point A to point B. In fact, by reducing the duct size, you're reducing the amount of airflow you can take further down that line. We maintain a consistent pressure throughout that entire duct system, which gives us equal airflow to all of the outlets. Even 100 feet away from our fan coil, you will have less than a 5% variance of airflow from the first outlet to the final outlet on your duct system. And how that works is kind of like a soaker hose on your lawn. You turn on the hose. The water will pressurize at the end of that hose and the water streams start popping up. And when everything's all pressurized and running, we have an equal water level on that hose, just like the airflow on a high velocity duct system. Now, when we convert that pressurized air to velocity at the termination point of our high velocity outlets, it creates a Venturi effect that will physically draw the room air into its airstream and force total circulation. As you can see in this picture, as the air is coming out of one of our 2-inch outlets, it's drawing that smoke from the smokestack into the airstream. Now, how it does that, as the air is coming out at approximately 1200 feet per minute out of our outlets, it's displacing all of the air molecules around it, creating a low pressure zone. And the physics of air are always going to be drawn towards the low pressure zone, just like the weatherman telling you that we have a low pressure zone and the storm is moving towards that low pressure zone. And being HVAC people, we're virtually creating our own weather system indoors. That low pressure zone is going to force total circulation from floor to ceiling with the regularly stagnant room air throughout the structure. And in a high velocity conditioned home, you can literally put a thermometer on the ceiling, a thermometer on the floor, and see less than a degree of difference, eliminating dead air spots and eliminating that stratification that is so prevalent on homes and buildings with higher ceiling applications. This is what the air looks like coming out of one of our 2-inch outlets. It mushrooms out into an 8-inch cone of influence where you will feel airflow. But outside of that 8-inch cone of influence, you do not feel that airflow. Now, this outlet is on an inside wall of a bedroom where traditionally you would locate that on an outside wall near the windows. As the air comes out, it's going under the bed, around the bed. It's not long before you can see that venturi really coming into effect and that mixing of the regularly stagnant room air in the corners and typically lower temperature areas of the home. Over a period of about 40 seconds, we have total floor-to-ceiling interaction with the conditioned air entering that space. Now, that pressurized plenum duct gives us flexibility with our mechanical placement, which was typically called the central air handler, because we wanted to keep our duct designs down to a minimum and prevent starvation of airflow. Now with that pressurized plenum duct, we can put our equipment in the more unused locations of the home and move our central mechanical room to a corner under the stairs or a smaller location. Because with that pressurized plenum duct, I'm going to ensure that adequate airflow at the end of the line, like we're going to see at the beginning. If we're lucky enough to get mechanical rooms, it's often in a basement, if there is a basement, and I like to get that product lifted off the ground with our return air base. This shows a 4-pipe hydronic system with hot water and a chilled water option. We did go with chilled water on this project due to the extreme amount of zoning. Each air handler here had 6 to 8 zones in a small room, not residential, but a rehabilitation facility, giving every room its own independent climate control. And chilled water was a great solution for the microzoning aspect of this air handler. If we're going to put these things up in attics, we absolutely can do so. My product right out of the box can be installed upflow, horizontal, or in downflow applications. In attic spaces, we've got to pay particular attention to sealing and insulating that duct. A secondary drain pan underneath the product is a great idea. And in higher humidity markets, we even have people wrapping the mechanical product to prevent any sort of condensation from forming on the outside of the metal cabinets. Crawl spaces can be utilized with our product, and even in some markets, we install our systems outside, not exposed to the elements. But this product at the Melbourne Zoo in Australia, a lot of their buildings are lifted off the ground and have a mechanical crawl space underneath it that is open to the elements, but not to be rain and rained on. Especially in the multifamily world, I'm often combining laundry and mechanical into a smaller closet space, of which on the left picture, I like to get that lifted off the ground and open up that space underneath it for whatever other mechanical items might exist, or in this particular situation, it was a laundry room. But ultimately, we can install this into just about any mechanical space that that we have, and we can get creative with how tight we have to install this into closets. Off of our air handlers, it's typically an 8-inch or a 10-inch diameter main plenum, of which I would like to suggest spiral duct, just due to the simplicity of the installation and the sealing of that. But you can use snap lock ducting and pay particular attention to sealing the long seam on that duct. The return air, we're very specific with the size and amount of return air required, although it is not as necessary to have a return in every single room like you did with conventional duct systems. Most of our contractors elect to go with a central return per floor and then a half inch or three quarter inch undercut on bedroom doors to allow air to escape out of those rooms to the centrally located return air. And the reason we don't have to put it in every room is we're not as reliant on the return to draw the heated cooled BTUs to mix it within that space. We don't need to, but you can put a return in every room like you've always done if that's what you're looking to do with your project. Sealing the ductwork is critical. We strongly recommend sealing it with a paint-on mastic duct sealer, or you can use approved duct tape as well, foil back duct tape to seal your elbows, your connection points on your ducted systems. With the plenum duct, we strongly recommend insulating that as well. In some markets of North America, they may not, but in humidity markets, we're running air conditioning. It's a strong recommendation, even in conditioned spaces, to insulate that plenum duct. The flexible duct that we supply with our products already come pre-insulated in either an R4 or an R8 insulation value. We sell that ductwork in 10 to 25 foot lengths. The 25 feet is the maximum length that we would suggest running with our systems. And conversely, we strongly recommend running no less than 10 feet of flexible duct to allow the acoustic properties of that ductwork to do its job to make this a quiet, silent operating system. If you have less than 10 feet from point A to point B, sometimes you would need to get that ductwork and snake it around your project to run that full 10 feet to allow that acoustic property to do its job and the self-balancing characteristic of these duct systems to operate properly. When you buy a length of flex from us, it has everything that you need for the entire installation, from the takeoff to your plenum to the 90 degree rough-in boot that we can install into your subfloor or into your ceiling or even into your sidewall. That rough-in boot does have a shut-off capability. By spinning your outlet, we'll shut it off or open it to give customers the same control that would have had with a typical 3x10 type of supply grill. We have two sizes of flexible duct. The traditional 2-inch is designed on a minimum of 8 outlets per ton. And we also have an HE outlet, which is almost 3 inches of a flexible duct, but not quite. It's exactly double the airflow of a 2-inch, therefore requiring half as many outlets on the job. And while we say 4 per ton minimum, we strongly recommend systems to be designed on 5 per ton or the maximum 6 per ton to provide a quiet, silent operating system with maximum energy efficiency capabilities. The 2-inch duct still serves a purpose in a lot of projects. In a smaller bathroom or walk-in closet, we would utilize it. Or where it does also serve its purpose is on the thickness of this boot that I'm showing in the picture. The HE rough-in boot cannot install into 2x4 sidewall construction. For sidewall delivery, we would use the 2-inch product for that type of application in 2x4 wall construction. Now, because of how we're mixing and moving air, we also have flexibility with where we locate our supply vents. If I said your big living room needs 4 outlets, we try to split those 4 outlets around the room evenly is ideal, but we'll often get situations where we can't due to cosmetics within the structure and we've got to run it all on an inside wall, no problem. If I told you you needed 4 outlets for that room, no matter where you located those outlets, you're going to be able to mix and move that room. So our criteria for outlet placement is a little bit different than that of conventional, where you want it on an outside window and door. We want to avoid the windows and be beside windows and doors as opposed to being right underneath or above them. And we're really trying to aim for low traffic areas and places that hopefully are not going to get covered by room furniture, preventing the delivery of the BTUs to that space. High sidewall, very popular application of running this, especially in the high-end custom market where we might be avoiding exotic flooring and exotic hardwoods and maybe avoiding crown molding in ceilings. So the sidewall is very popular. This is a really high-end residence in Florida where we did had a lot of cosmetics to deal with and structural issues to deal with in trying to keep those cosmetics to the architect. So it shows a nice before and after picture of how we were able to hide that duct in sidewalls and within the structure and virtually do it without any sort of bulkheads or soffits throughout the entire high-end structure of a home that had 9 air handlers in it. So you can imagine the size of home that this really was. In kitchens, it's often been popular to use the kick plate underneath that kitchen area, but I'm a bigger fan of using above the kitchen cabinetry, which typically there is a 12 to 16 inch void that can be utilized in that space for high sidewall delivery of airflow. And ceilings, always going to be a popular application. These beach homes down in Manhattan Beach in Los Angeles, they elected instead of going towards a perimeter delivery, they wanted to line things up symmetrically with all the other round architecture in their ceiling with their pot lights and their speaker systems and so on. So there's different ways that you can install this ductwork in these supply outlet locations, and there are pros and cons versus maybe a low traffic area of delivery versus figuring out the cosmetics of the structure that are trying to be maintained as well. Ultimately, anywhere you locate these within your structure, you're going to get the mixing of the heating and cooling benefits that you might require with these systems. We have different customized grill options available. The oak and the maple come unfinished so that you can match the staining of your hardwood floor and recess them in so they're almost hidden. And the white plastic is what comes standard with our systems and can be painted. If you want to go with a more traditional look, you can use a linear bar grill type of product as well and get creative in how you deliver that so that the airflow is directed right out to that space instead of in a situation where it might hit and smash and spill out into that space. We want that high velocity airflow to really do its job and be delivered out to that space. And it's becoming more and more popular to do invisible grills and invisible slots. And while we don't have a product officially to offer you to date, a lot of our customers are getting creative with their own boots and grills and using the high velocity duct system as the delivery for those areas. If you have projects with exposed ductwork like bars, restaurants, pubs, factories, industrial, commercial, we can get a really cosmetic appealing exposed duct system with just drilled outlets in plenum duct. We're specified in Apple stores worldwide for the indoor air quality benefits of high velocity, which I'll get into a little later in this presentation as well. This is a children's play center in Ireland where instead of using metallized duct, they use a fabric duct sock product. And here's a karate dojo and another office building in Vancouver, British Columbia, where we were using the exposed duct system because simply there was no other false ceiling space to run duct work in this retrofit application. So have to get creative in how we insert air conditioning into some of these retrofit structures. If there's not room for the round duct that we're specifying, you can pull a ductulator out and convert that to a rectangular duct size that might fit your space better. Very popular is in our multifamily world, we're trying to find ways to get duct from the basement up to the second floor, and a 6-inch oval will fit within 2x4 wall construction. So now your builder's going to be extremely happy when you can tell them that you don't have to find a wall to fur out to 10 inches for duct work. You don't have to steal room out of your closet to run a duct chase. We can run that straight up a 2x4 wall without any sort of extra construction requirements. All of our AC coils are quite specific to the high velocity line. You can't just take a standard A coil and plop it on top of a 1-inch static pressure duct system. They're draw through coils that are meant to be on the return side of the air handler, which also by the nature of a draw through coil provides 30% better latent cooling and more humidity removal on regular AC calls. So humidity removal on coastal properties is very important to providing an optimal level of comfort on these structures. But also when we get into dehumidification, that's a huge topic of conversation getting into fields like the marijuana grow industry, where dehumidification is the primary concern on most of those indoor projects. And we really excel as a dehumidification system. Our coils are designed to sit underneath our air handler with our new RBM coil, but that coil can also be installed in the horizontal fashion right out of the box as well. We do a lot of hot water heating with our high velocity and low velocity fan coils, and we have a 6-row water coil, which gives us excellent BTU output at lower operating water temperatures. So we don't need to run our boiler at 180 degrees to get some heat out of it. We can run at 130, 140 and have the condensing efficiencies of our boilers being utilized to the best of our abilities due to the amount of heat transfer we get on our 6-row coils. When it comes to chilled water, I have that same 6-row coil cased with a drain pan to collect any condensation that might occur in AC operation. And that coil can be used for heating and cooling in a 2-pipe setup as well, if that's what we're looking for in hydronic heating cooling situations. I have electric strip options that can also replace the hydronic heating coil if you don't have access to a hot water heating system. We have electric strip coils also. We strongly recommend our variable strip, which will ramp up and down to different airflow settings or different zoning systems that we might do where the air handler might ramp up and down with airflow. But we also have more cost-effective fixed electric resistance heater options available as well. In the multifamily world, we're often dealing now with builders that want to open up the floor concept of those homes and they virtually eliminate all mechanical walls. We've been getting really creative with our builders to finding ways of running our 8-inch and 6-inch duct within the structure to allow them to have an open concept of floor plan, but also eliminate any duct bulkheads and soffits which might exist when they were doing traditionally ducted systems. And more often than not, with the small demand on these type of projects of row housing and condos, we're using some sort of tankless water heater to do the domestic delivery as well as feed the fan coils for the space heating requirement on those options as well. We also show here with the integration of HRV and ERVs into our projects, we're often utilizing our return air ducting as the insert and the extraction point for the HRV versus running a totally independent HRV duct system throughout the structure when we already ran the high velocity ductwork for your heating and air conditioning concerns. Whether it's our HEZ is high velocity or our LVZ series low velocity fan coil, all our units are zoning ready right out of the box. And they come with either 110 or 220 volt option. So you can order them with either 110 or 220 volt connection options available. They're available in upflow, horizontal, or downflow right out of the box to match your mechanical configuration that you might require on site. Within these air handlers, the low velocity and the high velocity, we're using variable frequency drive technology to accelerate or decelerate our motor based on a static pressure setting concerns. So all of our air handlers, you have the ability to set the static pressure of operation. In high velocity, that might be somewhere around 1 inch. In low velocity, somewhere between 0.1 and 0.5 inches of operation. You can set that static and it will always maintain that static. So our VFD is actually sensing static pressure in the duct system and maintaining that. If a filter starts getting dirty and restricted, the air handler will overcome that restriction by ramping up. If we're doing zoning and one damper shuts off, instead of all that air trying to blast out the remaining open zone, as the damper closes, our system will ramp down the airflow to maintain the static pressure setting. So it's a constant static system with the variable frequency drive on our air handlers. And we have dials for cooling, heating, and constant fan so that you can set the specific static pressure on your duct system and have an independent setting for cooling from heating and then from constant fan operation, where we can run a constant fan at 20 to 30 or 40% of the air handler's capabilities and have it silent, quiet operating so that the homeowner might be more influenced to run the constant fan for the indoor air quality benefits that can be achieved, as well as the mixing of that heat or cooling within that space more effectively. All our high velocity air handlers are now capable of being ordered with up to 4 zones. And that means that we at the factory are installing the dampers. We're installing the zone control within the air handler. We're wiring all that up so that the only thing that you have to do now to have a zoning system is get your thermostat, wire it into the air handler zone control, and you've got a zoning system right out of the box with up to 4 zones. So you can run an independent duct to each zone and have our system automatically ramp up and down to maintain that as well. Just note, with the zoning air handler, with the elimination of zoning dumps or zoning bypass requirements, we do recommend, or require, I should say, a 2-stage condensing unit minimum, or something like a smarter condensing unit technology inverter or chilled water option. You can do more than 4 zones, but you would just have to zone external of the fan coil cabinet. In this office situation, we're showing each office with its own independent thermostat, a shotgun plenum in the center of the build, and then branching off with 6-inch dampers to each office space to feed a couple of outlets. When you get into situations where you might be doing 5 or more zones, and we've done up to 12 zones on a single air handler, you really need to get smart with your outdoor unit DX refrigerant technology if that's what's being utilized. We now have a variable speed heat pump option that's available to the marketplace in 2-ton, 3-ton, and 5-ton capabilities. So those inverter drive heat pumps will ramp up and down to meet the actual required load requirement, meaning that if your 5-ton air handler is feeding 2 zones, you shut off a zone and you reduce the airflow by approximately 50%. Instead of your outdoor unit now running at 100%, it's going to sense that your coil is getting colder and almost freezing up. It's going to ramp down to the setting and prevent coil freeze up no matter what is happening on the supply side airflow capabilities. Some notes is our unit is rated down to minus 30 Fahrenheit and is being utilized on net zero projects worldwide or zero energy projects where we might have solar providing the heating and cooling watts required to provide the space heating and cooling to those structures. So in short, up to 3 zones, we can use a 2-stage off-the-shelf condenser. Exceeding 3 zones, we strongly recommend using some sort of inverter drive technology. Our newest air handler is called the Cube. It's about the smallest thing that we manufacture today. The Cube 30,000 BTU product is approximately 14 by 14 by 14. It can be fitted with an air conditioning coil as well. And we're seeing this utilized in garage heat, in small zone requirements, apartments, tiny mini home type of products being built, or even simply basement suites or mother-in-law suites above the garage. And I also have that available in a 50,000 BTU 2-ton capability as well. So that Cube is something that we were introduced into the market this year and is getting a lot of traction in that apartment condo world, but can be utilized for other specific applications as well. What differentiates this from my standard HEZ series line is the variable speed backward curved fan that is being utilized. It's the future of airflow. Even with the efficiency of my VFD, we're even seeing almost a 1/3 watt draw drop by using this type of backward curved blower technology. I've taken that same backward curve technology and introduced it into my 5-ton air handler as an option with the HEP, the Platinum Series line. And we have found a blower from that manufacturer that gives us 10 tons of airflow. So we have just introduced our new 10-ton high-velocity air system, which we've been utilizing in a lot of the largest indoor marijuana grows in the world. We've recently, last year, finished a 1 million square foot facility with 300 tons of high-velocity dehumidification utilizing these new HEP 240 air handlers to dehumidify those spaces. As well, I would be remiss in today's climate not to mention our air purification products that complement both our high velocity and low velocity product line. Our air purification product comes fitted with a MERV 13 standard filter, and that can be upgraded to a denser filter media. 2 UVC lights to deactivate microorganisms and viruses, and viruses being a huge part of today's conversation and affecting our economy and our way of life. Having a truly proven virus killer in your home can certainly be a great addition to provide you unequaled levels of indoor air quality that can be achieved with the way that high velocity already mixes and moves the air combined with denser filter media or air purification products. And then we have patents on our titanium dioxide photocatalytic technology, which eradicates gaseous compounds out of the air from the glues in your hardwoods or the paints off-gassing off your walls or the PVC furnishings fitted throughout your home. Our titanium dioxide technology is an excellent way of taking the smells out of your home and eradicating the harmful gaseous compounds from your structures as well. Not only fitting just our product line, but if you have a furnace or a regular fan coil in your home already, this can be fitted and retrofitted into those projects as well. And that is what I will leave you with today. So I appreciate you taking the time to tune in and check out what we can offer in our high velocity fan coil world. And just again, a friendly reminder that we manufacture low velocity fan coils as well. And if you have any questions, please feel free to get a hold of us, as we are still here and we're still working and providing our products worldwide. So thank you for the time.
Thank you so much, Tim. Here ends the ending of the recording.